Oh wow, okay.
So we're here again. Hi guys, this is Adobe. Welcome to the podcast.
Wow, this is, what does that sound like, a YouTube channel? Oh my goodness.
So I'm back. I know, like, it's been so long. I think it's like over 2 months. Thank you all like so much for checking up. It actually means a lot. I mean, it means that you matter and you've been making impact in the little way you can out there. Yes, so I'm alive and kicking. No, ah, God, Jesus, why does that sound like I'm pregnant? Please, I'm not. Thank you very much. Yes, so I have a guest on the show or on my podcast or on, you know, today's episode, and she's my friend, she's my sister, she's my co-laughing partner, she's, in fact, she's my G. Let me just put it like that. Yes. So I'll let her introduce herself. And she's a fellow co-podcaster. Like, she's a podcaster like me. Yeah, so I'll let her do her thing and then we would, you know, continue with today's topic. Yeah. So Adana, over to you.
Hey guys.
Hi.
Why? Yeah, my name is Adana and I am a girl.
Really? Oh God.
Yeah guys, so I'm excited to be here today, you know, even though I've been begging her, she's doing Shakara, but you know, I'm excited that the Lord touched her heart and she invited me today. I'm so happy.
I'm not like a bad person. Like, I've just been caught up.
No, she's not bad, she's just kind. I don't know.
I don't know. Please, what's the name of your podcast? Yeah. Because so that people can go and listen to you, because you make so much sense.
All right. Name of my podcast actually is Chispire, but at the moment, that podcast, there are lots of cobwebs. You know, I have to.
No, we are changing this month. In fact, we're going to change.
This, we have to change every spirit of not doing things the right time and the right. Oh. We cast a ban. I'm trying to pray for us too, you know.
Yeah, I actually need it because I've actually been off like for so long.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So what are we talking about today?
Okay, qualities women find attractive in men.
Sounds fun. Sounds exciting.
Yeah.
So I'll let you kick off and then I'll come in.
All right. I'm talking about qualities women find attractive in men. It's not about the, you know, the six packs, the, you know, the broad chest, the muscle.
Now I'm following you, but the cocoa.
You follow, but at this point in time, that six packs. If you have one big app, it is okay. Yeah. We'll take you like that. For some of us, so I'm just saying.
All right, now.
Okay. One of the qualities, sincerity.
Yeah.
You know, when someone is, you're being honest, you're real, you're true, like, you say things the way they are, despite you don't want to, like, you know, sound, you don't want to, like, please the person you're talking to, like,
true.
This is a spade, you call it a spade.
Yep.
You know, not trying to, okay, no, let me not say the way it is so that he will not feel bad or she will not feel bad, no. We know that the truth hurts at times,
yeah,
so just have to say it. It's better for you to like hurt me with the truth than please me with lies.
Yeah.
I will feel bad.
Oh, that's a very nice
the person you're
line.
Taking
oh
to feel
God.
Bad.
Yeah.
It's better for you to hurt me with the truth than to please me with lies.
Word.
I will not leave you, don't worry.
Oh my God, this girl.
I will not leave you. So that's it. I will feel bad, actually, you know, as human, I will feel bad. But when I've settled down, like when my head is now calm, I will just check it and I will realize that, it's actually good that this guy told me this thing the way it is. Instead of, you know, it's like this, meanwhile it's like that. And after everything, I'll be like, well, you'd have told me the truth. You know how we women can be.
No,
so it better you just...
Very complicated humans.
God help our souls. Amen.
So
that's it for me. Just be sincere, you know. Don't fake anything. Remove hypocrisy. Just be you. Be real. Be the real you. Show me your flaws. Let me love you like that.
Maybe.
Don't try to please me at the end of everything. You just scatter the whole thing. Just be.
Okay. So before I jump on the second quality. I just want to say something, okay? So I just want to say that attraction is actually so much more than looks for women. Do you agree?
I agree 100%.
Yeah, it actually doesn't really matter like if you hit the gym or have a huge bank account. Like, I know that money is like almost everything, but then we actually into certain personality traits, yeah? But then not being the most attractive or having the best job doesn't mean that you can't attract the woman, the kind of woman that you want, okay? So I would go on with the second option, being approachability.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I just want to know, like, don't you like men that smile? Like, men that smile, that just glance around, look people in the eye, like, strike up casual conversations. Like, doesn't it just,
like,
you know, just
let your smile make me smile.
Oh my God. Oh my Jesus. Especially people with very nice dentition. Guy. Oh,
my ovaries. My ovaries.
What did you say?
It's really, really good. Like, smile. No, I really enjoy looking at people that smile. Like, even when they are going through a lot, like, you can't even tell because they're always smiling. Like, even when you don't want to smile, when they smile and show you their dentition, oh, jeez.
You just smell. Oh.
Nah. That block will just become water.
Okay.
You almost took me away.
So, I'm not done. It actually doesn't matter how handsome you are. If you are staring at the ground, looking pissed off and ignoring everyone, I mean, nobody is going to take up a chance and chat you up. Like, it just shows that you are rude or something, or you are putting up this attitude or so. But then if you try to chat them up, they may even, like, you know, with that kind of look and everything, the person may be feeling all frightened and you may just seem creepy. So I think women are attracted to men they feel are approachable. So I think men should just check their body language and work on being more aware of people around them. Yeah, so that's my second point. Yeah. So over to you, boo.
Okay, so the second one for me here is optimism.
Okay, so that's our third, you know, from here, like on the podcast.
In as much as we try to face reality all the time, you know, times when I'll talk to some people and maybe they'll be like telling me this is what I'm going to, I'll be like, it's well. They'll start laughing. I'll be like, what? They'll say it sounds like it's well. Sounds like it sounds like nothing. So now you being a man that it's all that you're like you're always optimistic no matter what is going on. Like, try to like hope.
Yeah.
Okay, true. Maybe I lost the job, or maybe something I was expecting didn't come out well. Don't come and say, ah, sure, I told you, it did not come out well.
Yeah.
Like, as you're trying to make me feel up the bad situation already. So you should like make me feel like, okay, that this door closed does not mean another one won't open.
Yeah, true.
There is always light at the end of the tunnel. Like, make me believe that there is still hope for me no matter what. Like, just stay optimistic.
Yep.
The ability for you to like believe that something good will come out eventually from whatever, like from something that is not really going on well, but you believe that at the end of everything they will like will smile, like there will be a good news from that particular stuff.
Yeah.
So you have to like just have that, even if it's little, even if it's little, but just make me feel like something good will always turn out.
Yeah.
Okay, even if it's bad, you know, even if it's bad, just make me understand no matter what happens, you know, everything will be fine.
Okay.
Don't be a how will I put
so
it now? On top my bad situation, you're bringing bad talk again on top. Like, how do you want me to feel? Just be optimistic, like really try to stay positive everything, like keep the positive energy, move by that bad side of it won't work out, or don't worry, that's all, nothing good can come out of this particular thing. No, just stay optimistic, like tell me this thing will come out well, like keep that energy, that positive energy.
Oh my Jesus, that sounded very, you know, romantic.
you know what's going on.
Okay, so I'm moving on. So our fourth quality, okay? I'm saying a good sense of humor. I feel like you don't actually have to be like the funniest person in the room or the funniest guy in the room, but at least like just, you know, try to loosen up a bit. You don't have to, you know, be all uptight, be all firm-faced and all.
Like, bruh.
So,
bruh,
I feel like a good sense of humor is seen as a sign of intelligence. Like, I mean, amidst, like, everything going on, you're just, you know, you try to laugh things out and, you know, make things, like, make a situation lively and everything. Okay?
Yeah.
And then, it has been found out, actually, that when strangers meet, the more times a man tries to be funny, and then the more times a woman laughs at those attempts, okay, the more likely it is that she's interested in him. Yes, it's just like a random study. And I think it actually makes sense because, like, if I'm with, like, two guys and then this guy is, like, throwing up, like, you know, very cute jokes that are actually funny, and the other one is just up there, you know, pressing his phone and, you know, having this, you know, kind of attitude. I mean, like, the guy throwing up cute jokes and all, I would just, he might just end up going home with my number. Sister, like, it's just like that. It just happens like that.
Yes.
Yeah, so I just need to let people know that just trying to make her laugh is a good start, actually, and then just give it a try, okay? Yeah, so life is tough, and we all need a break from all of that. We all know that life is, you know, life is actually not a bed of roses. So if you can offer that is a very good sense of humor. I feel like she'll be hooked. Yeah.
But you know, personally, I find this sense of humor very attractive.
I agree.
Like,
for me,
personally, you know,
it's really cute.
You shouldn't be uptight and, you know, the serious face all the time. Like, you should, you know,
okay, relax, take it, you know, breathe.
Life is not worth the whole stress and the whole, you know, no.
Yeah. Okay. So you're next.
Yeah, the third one from here. Yeah, okay. Being the fourth is being supportive. You know, a man who is always there for you. Like, one who is there. One who is there when it counts most and when it doesn't. During tough times, he is there to help you cope, you know. Like, he helps you achieve more than you can ever do on your own. That kind of man, sister.
Where's my tissue?
No, someone that you talk to, like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is this project I want to work on. And he's just like, okay, this is what you feel about it. You know, trying to put it in his own best for you, seeing that, okay, let's work together. Let's see that this particular thing you're trying to work on comes, like, let it come out positive. Like, he is always there, through thick and thin. That kind of man is God's. Like, sister. A man that is supportive. A man that is supportive.
Go.
Not someone that you would tell, okay, this is what I want to do, and you'd be like, listen, I've told you before, it will not work. He has already concluded. You haven't even started the project. You've never even started.
Like,
so how
me, how do you
make headway? Believe in me. That's the word. Just believe in me. Even I don't believe in myself. Make me understand that you can do it. Like, you have the potentials. You have what it takes. Just be there as my pillar. Just stand. Stand by me through four, you know.
Okay. Some decorum, please.
Decorum.
Okay. So another quality from my end is selflessness. Yeah. So I feel like there's a difference between selflessness and selfishness, and I don't think, like, many people realize it. I think if you are doing something simply for the benefit of another person, you are being selfless. But then if you are doing something for another, expecting something in return, then you are being selfish. You get? Yeah.
Okay.
So I feel like a man that helps you, or like that just hold open doors, tell people please, tell people thank you, and then you listen attentively, you know. I think women actually have to be selfless when they are raising children, okay? Because of course, like, you know, your food is not enough, but then because your child is still crying, oh mommy, I want more food, or that kind of thing, like, you just give out your food to your child. Yes. So I feel like because of that quality, of course, they would actually want the same quality in their partner. So yes, it's actually nice. Yeah. Your partner is selfless. I mean, like it actually goes a long way in teaching your children. Okay, even if it's not even during the during the duration of dating, at least when it leads to marriage and everything, you get to impact like certain virtues in your children. Okay, so yeah, selflessness.
Yeah. Okay, so. That's really good because most people these days they are so selfish.
Crazy.
They selfish like Azu fish. They selfish all the time. I'm here with you, darling. So it's really a very good quality. Yeah. Just be selfless. Like there are times when you need to like put people, like you know, try to like think about others and just leave yourself for some time. It shouldn't be all about you all the time.
True. I mean, it's actually fine to be selfish sometimes, so, but I mean, like, it's very nice to be selfless.
No, you need to have an atom of that selfishness, just an atom of it. But you don't allow it take over the selflessness in you, Yeah. So the fourth for me here, which is the fifth, is being patient.
Yeah.
You know, we women can be... Women, we are just complicated, like naturally. That is how we are.
I'm sorry, but
you try to. Okay, it's time for us to go out. You know, you told me we are going now. Okay, we are supposed to go out by 3 p.m. You've told me around 1 p.m. that we're going to go out. I've started making up for 1 p.m. 3 p.m. I'm still facing the mirror. Like, at that point, that is how it is
now. Far.
You need to be sure now. The eyeshadow, is it the same color? Did you apply one?
Is your highlight, other? You know,
check your dress, like what is you need to be looking good, you know. So a man should be patient, you know, he should have that quality of being patient in him, because if you're not patient, I don't think you can, you know, put up with a lady. True. It's just the truth. True. If you're not patient, you can't put up with it, because we ladies, we are wahala. We have so many wahala in our lives.
Like, I just have to agree.
You have to agree, because even when there shouldn't be the wahala, we try to create it just to know. We love the drama. I will not lie. We love the drama. So you should be willing to, like, you know, control your temper even when you're trying to lose it. Just be patient with her, you know. Even when talking and talking, keep quiet. She's still talking. God. Just be the man and just and try to calm her down. Don't start shouting at her. I know now. Don't just be patient and you know, and everything will just be going sweet.
So and everything will just be selense if you don't want trouble.
Nah, any nana is off my witches. Everything will be going for the non evils.
For me, the last but not the least quality is being respectful. I feel like respect is actually a very key quality for each and every one of us, both whether male or female, but most especially female. Yeah, because that's like our emphasis for today. Okay, so we should all remember that it's the year 2020. Okay, and consent and respect are actually sexy. Actually, like sexier than a very good beard. I feel like respect and consent, like they are key qualities in men. Yes. Yeah, so this woman is in front of you, and then you think that she's super hot. I mean, she's super hot, but then like you don't just, you know, just treat her with like the same common decency that you would give your mom. Okay, not because like she looks super hot, and maybe because of what she's wearing or something. You begin to gawk at her boobs or say like you know, very sexual remarks, you know, and then sending her pictures randomly when she didn't even ask. That is where consent comes in,
which is very bad.
So you need to listen to her, pay attention to her, and also think before you speak, because I know how emotional we can be. You might say something and that's actually like not what you mean, but then the woman is reading it something else, like she's just misunderstanding the whole thing. So always think before you speak.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Because I know how we can actually like overemphasize things, like
it's very necessary, like even when you're trying to joke.
Women are complicated, just like Adan Naya said.
And you know, even trying to like, you know, you have to like get to a certain level with her before you can start maybe cracking jokes. Like, you need to understand the kind of person she is, know the kind of job she likes. You don't just meet me today and start cracking jokes, bruh. Like, are you serious right now? Are you being serious? No, like we need to trust ourselves at least to an extent, you know. If I don't request for any picture, don't please don't send. Don't send all those. I don't want my feet.
Stay in your space. Keep your camera to yourself.
Stay there. Thank you.
I swear.
Like, just, you know, the respect is really, really, like, is really, really important.
I actually enjoyed this episode with you, Adanaya. Thank you for coming on the show. Like, it actually means a lot. I know, like, we've been postponing and, man. But thank you so much.
You know, I have to actually thank God for you in my life, because from this point now, every spirit of not dishing out hope that you can dish out. Ah,
amen.
You cast them by.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, do you have like anything to say, like, to our listeners?
Okay, guys, it's really a pleasure, you know, being here, and I promise, this is a promise now, I will go and clean, sweep, remove anything, dust my podcast, like, the room is so dirty, I'm going right you. Away, I'm going to know, and, you know, so everything will be, you know, sweet.
Please, can we have your IG and Twitter handles? And we didn't really get like your podcast name too. Please, can you know, help us? Thank you.
All right. Chispire. Chispire. Chispire.
That's
Chispire.
Easy. Yeah.
That's the
IG and Twitter, please.
Yeah, and for my Twitter handle, Miss Adanaya, that's MS_Adanaya. Same thing for IG.
Okay, so thank you so much for being on the show. But then before we round this up, I just want to end with the quote of the week. Quote of the week coming up. Yeah, some of you are unaware of just how amazing you really are. Adanaya, I hope you can hear this. Yeah, this is for you, Mrs. Nisalia.
I can hear.
Some of you are unaware of just how amazing you really are. The way you make people laugh, lift others up, or spread some extra love, just, you know, you just sprinkle it all around, you just carry it with you, you know, you do this even though you are struggling, and I think it makes you such a beautiful human being. Yeah, so coming from Dr. Adobe to Chispire or Adanaya, thank you so much. We love you.
Thank you. We love you. Jesus.